The UK and France have thrashed out a plan to restart freight between the two countries after the border was slammed shut because of fears about a new contagious strain of coronavirus that's riddled Britain. The border blockade had halted a chunk of trade with the rest of Europe and left thousands of truck drivers stranded. Our Europe correspondent is Linton Besser, and I spoke with him earlier.
It appears, Kim, that an agreement has finally been reached between London and Paris to sort out these 3,000 lorries that are currently stranded in Dover and have been unable to cross the English Channel to get back to the continent since Sunday when the border was closed. That decision to close the border, of course, came because this new variant, a strain of coronavirus, was announced by the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He explained it was highly contagious and had effectively ravaged its way through Britain, alarming France and the rest of the continent, indeed much of the world. And since then, these lorries have effectively been forced to park on the major southeastern highway in Kent and have been marshalled into a disused airfield. And the drivers have been increasingly frustrated, many of them unlikely to make it home for Christmas. And of course, there are no toilet facilities. There's no fresh water. There hasn't been any food for these guys. And some of them have been mounting protests down in Dover. So just only in the past hour or so, the Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, put out a message on social media saying there has been good progress on talks and an agreement reached to allow them to return to the continent, these professional drivers. The French transport minister has said that French nationals and people with a home in France and those with a legitimate reason will be able to travel back into France. But the only problem is they're going to have to demonstrate they have a negative coronavirus test before they're allowed to cross the channel. And France is insisting, Kim, on a full laboratory test no less than 72 hours before departure. So although technically as of midnight tonight, those trucks should be able to resume their travel, I think it's going to be a very slow process. The prospect of doing these full-scale laboratory tests, the results of which can take 24, 48 hours, means the problem isn't totally over yet.
And Linton, is this disruption giving us a glimpse of what might happen a week from now when Brexit is supposed to kick in?
It's not only a glimpse. The Home Secretary, Priti Patel, boasted on the BBC today in Britain that, in fact, this is all, you know, part of our planning and our protocol under the so-called Operation Brock, which is a full-scale logistics emergency procedure for a no-deal Brexit. Clearly, that has helped this particular crisis. But it does absolutely show Britain, perhaps for the first time, the scale of confusion and uncertainty that may occur should there be this hard no-deal Brexit outcome. In just 9 days' time, by the way, there is still no agreement whatsoever. One of the key Brexit negotiators on the Brussels side, Guy Hofstadt, an MEP, he very cheekily tweeted tonight, "Now at last Britain gets a glimpse of what it means really to leave the EU."
Europe correspondent Linton Besser.